You're listening to the Homegrown Lineup, which is made possible thanks to the great support of Music NWT. I'm Tyler, the host of the Homegrown Lineup, and I'm on vacation for the next couple of Sundays. So here's the first part of an interview I recorded with Alan B. earlier this week. So I want to know, it's been a few months since our last conversation, and in that time you have picked up an award at the NWT Music Awards, and I want to get your feeling on that award a little bit later on. But right now I want to know, since we last spoke, which was around the end of summertime, what have you been up to musically?
Oh, thanks, Tyler, for having me on again. Musically, I had a great summer since we talked last and really enjoyed the incredible weather here in the summertime and got to visit with some family back out east for the first time since the pandemic, which was a huge thing for our family, our kids. And musically, I've just been sort of gathering and developing some new material, hoping to piece together enough material to make another album.
You'll hear more of my chat with Alan B. throughout this hour, and after the break, we got more great local artists right here on True North FM. Right now, you're listening to the Homegrown Lineup, where awesome Northern talent get to play right here on True North FM, thanks to Music NWT. I'm Tyler, the host of the Homegrown Lineup, and since I'm on vacation for the next few Sundays, I got some saved chats that I recorded this past week for the next few Homegrown Lineups. And this week I sat down and had another chat with Alan B., and in this part of our chat, we're talking about what it was like to win an award at the NWT Music Awards. I'll just, you know, refresh on the mind of those listening. What was the award that you took home that night, and kind of what was it like to get that award? I can kind of imagine what it must have been like, but in your own words, what was it like to receive that award, Al?
Oh, well, it was a lot of fun that night. The whole evening was just a lot of fun. There's, you know, quite a lot of musicians from Yellowknife and around all the Northwest Territories who came, and just to see them all, you know, under the same roof together was just a lot of fun. And it was very, very humbling just, you know, to be up there nominated alongside Andrea Betker, Carmen Braden, Amy and the Easy Hundo, who I'm a big fan of all three, and it was just great to be there with them and all the other nominees, and also all the people with the nominees and the performers, friends, partners, people who are supportive of musicians. That's such a huge contribution to the music scene, you know, to see all the people who are sort of behind the scenes supporting everybody, and to have a party all together, it was just great. And the award itself is called the Best New Album or EP, and it was exciting. It was very humbling, but my wife was right beside me, and she really was the co-producer of the whole project, helping me find the time and the space to get it done, and she just sort of reacted like we won the lottery. So it was humbling and very exciting all at the same time. And yeah, it was great to, especially to receive it from Tanya Snow, who was the host of the event. That meant a lot to my wife Donna and myself. Tanya was one of the first friends that we met when we moved to Yellowknife. And to see her up there hosting the event was just great. We were so proud. And then to get the award from her, that just meant a lot.
You'll hear the rest of the chat that I did with Alan B. before the end of the hour. And after the break, there's some more great Northern artists to listen to. You've been listening to the Homegrown Lineup, where tremendous Northern talent play right here on True North FM, thanks to the amazing support of Music NWT. I'm Tyler, the host of the Homegrown Lineup, and for the next few weeks, I'm away on vacation, so I've recorded some chats for the next few featured artist interviews. Here's the last part of the chat I did with Alan B. We've had a great conversation talking about what it was like to receive his award at the NWT Music Awards, and then also what kind of he's been working on musically since our last conversation. And I want to touch base more on that, Al. You mentioned earlier that you're starting to get the opening pieces together to get your next album started. And I'm curious that kind of in this next year, what are sort of your, again, you don't need to give everything away, but what are kind of your overarching like ideas for this next project? I know it might be a little daunting because you are coming off a award-winning debut album here. So what are kind of your thoughts right now on where you want to take this next project?
I'm a big fan of leftovers, and there's a few leftover tracks and song ideas that didn't make the cut for the first album, So I'm gonna be working with those and also developing some more rough draft sort of demos that I have in mind. Some I'm already working on. And in general, I think I'd just like to do more of the same. I just had a lot of fun creating the last album, and I'd like to do it again. And perhaps, if anything different, might have it more of a sort of identifiable characteristic throughout, where, you know, the first album is sort of a variety show of a whole bunch of different genres. And so I might focus in a bit and make it a little more sort of identifiable from top to bottom as one or two genres. I don't know. We'll see. I like to plan it out, but then I like to leave a lot of space to experiment along the way and just hope for the best.
I'd like to thank Al so much for joining me on the show this week, and I'd like to thank you so much for listening to it. If you're interested in hearing some of Al's music, you can head over to his website, alby.ca, and there's some more awesome local artists coming up after the break.